Hello.
It's an unusual work today. We've heard of Rusalka, but the opera that we are accustomed to hearing is by Dvorak, and now we have one by Alexander Dargomyshki, and I want to know about this man. I mean, where does this man Dargomyshki fit in?
Well, Dargomyshki is right between Glinka and the Mighty Handful.
Aha.
He was a composer, of course, of the 19th century. He was not very well known in the West, or is not very well known in the West. Mm. But he has enjoyed the wide popularity in Russia. His music has been consistently included in the repertoire of the concert and opera stage for the last 150 years. He wrote three operas, an opera ballet, a cantata, more than 100 songs, a number of piano works, and several works for the orchestra.
So he was a prolific man.
Well, more or less. Probably he would have been more prolific if he lived a little bit later.
Did he die at a young age?
He died relatively at young age, at 56.
Uh-huh. What do we know about his life? What were the circumstances? Did he have a good musical background in terms of his family?
Well, he was born in 1813, and he died in 1869. He was born on a small estate of Dargomysh, hence his family name, in a village of the province of Tula, where his parents had taken the refuge from the Napoleonic invasion of 1812.
Yes.
And his father, Sergei, was an illegitimate son of a nobleman of Catherine the Great time, and possibly a Frenchman. His mother was Princess Kozlovskaya, and she was a well-educated lady, a poet, and she instilled into her children a taste for French culture. The family was not very well-to-do, and it forced the composer to work almost all his life as a government clerk.
It's an interesting thing about the Russian composers, and certainly some of the representatives of the nationalist school, the Mighty Handful, as we refer to them, and that is that many of them came with tremendous passion and zeal for the Russian aspect of music. They perhaps didn't always have the background that one would associate with certainly composers from the West, but nevertheless they were able, maybe because of their lack of formal training, to bring something very special to the music that they did write. Did this apply to Dargomyshki as well? Was he another, well, I hate to use the word dilettante, but I will use it.
Well, that's a quite legitimate word at this time in the Russian music when we speak about, because Dargomyshki and Glinka were first not dilettante composers in Russian music.
Right.
And definitely the nationalist part is very interesting. As you remember, I said that his mother instilled in her children a love of French culture, and that's what Alexander was in his youth. And his first opera reflected that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went abroad and spent some time in Western Europe, and came back an ardent nationalist.
You said earlier that he wrote three operas. Where does Rusalka fit in? Is it the first one?
No, it's his second opera.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's his second opera. His first opera was written on the book of Victor Hugo, the Notre Dame de Paris.
Yes.
It was written on the French text at first and then translated into Russian. This was not a very big success. The opera was shown several times and then taken off. And by that time, Dargomirsky already met Glinka, and it was a fateful encounter because Glinka was 10 years older than him, and he already was an established figure in Russian music. He had a great influence on Alexander, and he prompted him to think about creating a Russian opera based on Russian sources. And that's how Rusalka came about.
Now, I want to get one thing clear here, Professor Tumanov, and that is the opera Rusalka. Is it the same story as the one we encounter in the Dvorak opera?
No. It's a different story. This opera is based on the verse drama by Pushkin, unfinished, by the way. The image of Rusalka herself is very different. I would say that in Rusalka we have a classic romantic clash of conflicts. It's an opera of love, betrayal, greed, madness, and revenge.
All typical operatic themes, aren't they?
That's right.
And now let's talk about the music for a moment. How would you describe the style, the musical style of Dargomirsky?
Just let me to go a little bit back in his life before he wrote Rusalka. Dargomirsky was a very prolific composer of art songs. And before he wrote Rusalka, it was kind of a testing ground for him in his songs. Besides, he was a singing teacher, a famous one. In the 1840s, he had, on average, 60 pupils in St. Petersburg. And they said that there was no one significant singer who didn't study with him or didn't seek advice from him.
Was he a singer, too?
He was a short man with the funny, squeaky voice. Nevertheless, he was a very good singing teacher, and when he taught his students, and when he composed his songs, he tested some ideas which then went into the composition of Rusalka and his following opera. And those were ideas that the text, the verbal text, is a leading element in the building of the musical phrase. He also was interested in social issues, in psychology of his characters, and he created a number of songs which were dramatized stories. And from these songs came a number of unforgettable characters, famous with the expression of the music coming from the verbal text. Now, when he started working on his Rusalka, he already developed these ideas, and they gave a very big push to his style of writing in Rusalka. Of course, we should remember that he came after Glinka, and Glinka in his operas, especially in Ruslan and Ludmila, employed a lot of Italianisms, very pleasant melodies, and so on. And at that time, already in Russian music, it was a swear word.
Yes.
Italian music was not in favor.
Right.
Nevertheless, in Rusalka, there are elements of different kinds. There are the Italian things in this opera, the coloratura for the heroine, the songs of the Stil Russe from the St. Petersburg salons, the very naive folk elements in the choruses and in dances. But what was interesting was not what we find in the arias and arioses, as pleasant as they are. Those scenes which are the recitatives are the more powerful thing in the opera. There, Dargomirsky introduced something which was never present in Russian opera before, namely this verbal text musicalization. the following of the each curve of the word, of the verbal phrase, into musical expression. And thus, he presented for the Russian opera for the first time the elements of the musical dramaturgy, the ability of music to convey and unfold the development of the drama. And he was, in this sense, the forefather of the mighty handful and of Boris Godunov and of practically all that followed in the Russian opera.
Is he taken seriously now in Russia? Is he remembered as an important composer or mostly as somebody who influenced a lot of other important composers?
No, I think that he's taken quite seriously. He's performed very widely. His songs are published all the time. You can go to the music store in Moscow or Petersburg and you will find his music. And the singers include it in their programs. His opera Rusalka is a staple in the repertoire of the Bolshoi Theater and practically all theaters in Russia. And as we see, the neighboring Estonia also performs that, and it's kind of a living music. It's not a relic. It's not something which exists in the museum.
This has been a very big help, Professor Tumanov. I thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing the opera.
Yes, I'm very anxious too.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.